The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus had been born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the reign of King Herod, some wise men came to Jerusalem from the east. "Where is the infant king of the Jews?" they asked. "We saw his star as it rose and will come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was perturbed, and so was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. "At Bethlehem in Judea," they told him, "for this is what the prophet wrote: And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you will come a leader who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod summoned the wise men to see him privately. He asked them the exact date on which the star had appeared and sent them on to Bethlehem. "Go and find out all about the child," he said, "and when you have found out him, let me know so that I too may go and give him homage." Having listened to what the king had to say, they set out. And there in front of them was a star they had seen rising. It went forward and halted over the place where the child was. The sight of the star filled them with delight. And going into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. And falling to their knees, they did him homage. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod and return to their own country by a different way. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, the joy of Christmas continues. I've got a bishop's letter to read out to you. "My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Winston Churchill is quoted as saying, 'Democracy is the worst form of government, except for all those other forms that we have tried.' Those living in a democracy can understand what he means, for often people feel they have no say in determining who's in power, and they are unable to influence decisions that affect their lives, that the government is remote from the people that is governed. Good government, though, is essential, and democracy, despite its limitations, does allow people to work for the good government that we need at the national and international level. For major issues confronting the world today, such as climate change, war, conflict, global poverty, refugees and migrants, cannot be solved by individuals alone, no matter how committed. But that's not to say that governments can be left to get on with it. Those working for justice and peace, those concerned about saving the planet, those engaged in caring for those in need, can be frustrated by the policies that the government put into practice. Pressure needs to be put on governments to persuade them to act in the common good, with concern for the whole of humanity, to act for peace, to welcome the stranger, to care for the environment, to protect the unborn and the elderly. To bring about good government, those with true Christian spirit need to engage with politics. That means more than just voting in elections. Every time there is an election, you get to vote for a candidate. But that is not enough. Who decides on the candidates? Who picks the candidates? The political parties do. If you're not involved in the party, you have no say in that. So unless you're a party member, you can't choose the candidates, nor can you help steer the party policy in the right direction. Those Catholics, therefore, who get involved in party politics are putting their faith into action. Pope Francis has repeatedly said that political engagement is one of the highest expressions of charity. He urges those who follow Christ to engage in politics and to say what they need to be done and to be courageous, because politics is a sort of daily martyrdom, to seek the common good without allowing oneself to become corrupted. Once elected, politicians, as we know, are influenced by public opinion. So each of us has to ask ourselves, how can I influence the public opinion if I never express an opinion in public? How can I influence government and politicians if I never let them know what I think? In a democracy, it is never enough just to allow ourselves to be governed, to presume those who make decisions will make the right decisions, that the values they have are the correct values and they will put them into practice. Democracy puts an obligation on citizens to be engaged with the political process, to work for the good of all in society, to be active in trying to achieve good government and not just leave it to others. The followers of Jesus Christ are called to be like John the Baptist. He was a voice crying in the wilderness. Christians are called to be a voice for the voiceless, a voice to uphold the dignity of every human person, a voice proclaiming the values of Jesus Christ, a voice urging governments and politicians and those in power to act always in the common good of all humanity. We are that voice. Sometimes we may shout, sometimes we may whisper, but we are that voice and we should never be silent. May this new year be a time of peace and happiness for you, your families, and for all humanity. With all my prayers and best wishes, Bishop Nolan, Bishop of Galloway, President of the Bishops' Conference of Scotland for Justice and Peace Commission.